From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Homestead city government has been rocked with scandal of late, and now voters need to decide whether they trust leaders with more money. Elaine Chen looks at where the bond money is supposed to go and how long you have to vote.
Homestead is holding a special election for a bond referendum. The city is asking residents for approval to borrow $26 million to renovate the long-shuttered Seminole Theater and to build new police headquarters. Millions of dollars have already been spent on the theater's renovation, which was overseen at one point by the friend of former Homestead Mayor Steve Bateman. Bateman was arrested last August on corruption charges. But city officials say opening the theater is crucial for revitalizing Homestead's downtown. Current police headquarters are also downtown and are contaminated with radon and mold. Early voting on the bond referendum is today and tomorrow at the Dickinson Community Center. Regular voting will be on Tuesday, May 13th. I'm Elaine Chen in Miami.
The state's land conservation program got very little of that $77 billion budget that just passed, $17 million. Environmentalists say that proves a constitutional amendment to provide funding each and every year is needed. Ashley Lopez reports there is one pending, and she looks at how it would work.
Water quality issues in estuaries east and west of Lake Okeechobee got a lot of attention this year. That's why state lawmakers set aside millions to fund restoration projects in the Everglades and the Kissimmee River. But environmentalists say they didn't spend nearly enough on the state's land and water conservation program called Florida Forever. For decades, lawmakers set aside about $300 million a year for the program, but that budget was slashed to zero during the recession. Lori McDonald with the Defenders of Wildlife says now that the state's economy is rebounding and there's a budget surplus, lawmakers should be funding land and water conservation for the entire state. She says it's disappointing lawmakers only set aside about $17 million for Florida Forever, $5 million of which went to deals with private landowners.
The legislature has not kept pace in funding the Florida Forever program with the needs. Development is on the rise again throughout Florida, but our protection of conservation areas throughout the state is not being funded commensurate with the need.
McDonald also says this year's budget is a good example of why a proposed constitutional amendment is needed. This year, Floridians will vote on a ballot measure that will ensure more funding every year for Florida Forever. The money will come from a real estate tax that already exists. The amendment needs 60% of the vote to pass. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
Word tonight from Florida State University that the man who wrote the music for the FSU fight song has died. He's Tommy Wright. He joined the school as a music professor in 1949. He composed the music for the fight song the next year in 1950. Tommy Wright was 95. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, you and everybody else have a wonderful weekend.